The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome one and all to another episode of Ojo Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's Blogging the Boys. .com. My name is RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every Tuesday and Thursday. We'll get to that in a little bit at 3 p.m. Central Time on my Twitter and Periscope. That's at RJ Ochoa. You can also catch the rewatch on the official Ocho Live YouTube channel and at bloggingtheboys.com. You can listen to the audio version of the show on the Blog of the Boys podcast feed. Subscribe on all major podcast platforms. Today is Tuesday, February 26th. 2018, and we have a lot to discuss. Hope everybody's been well. We're kind of revamping the way we're going to do Ocho Live this offseason. We'll get to that in a little bit because we have some breaking news. I wanted to come in today, talk about Tyler Eifert and Earl Thomas and all these fun topics, but that is not the case. Just about 20 minutes ago, if you're watching live at about 3:30 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, it was announced that Randy Gregory, Dallas Cowboys defensive end, the much maligned Randy Gregory, has been suspended indefinitely. Randy Gregory's issues and troubles in the National Football League are well chronicled, and Randy Gregory, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, is suspended for violating the policy and program for substances of abuse, as well as the terms of his reinstatement. You'll remember that Randy Gregory was obviously suspended, fought his way back, fell in line with the NFL, did what needed to be done, said what needed to be said, and was reinstated. Played 14 games for the Cowboys last season, had 6 sacks, was a big part of the Hot Boys and everything that the Cowboys had going on up front. And this is very, very, very not good. Is it Armageddon? Not necessarily, but this is very not good when you look at who the Cowboys are, who their identity is. This is the sixth. I am talking sixth. Sace, that's one more than the number of Super Bowls that the Dallas Cowboys currently have. 6 years in a row where the Dallas Cowboys have had at least one defensive starter suspended to begin the season. In 2014, you'll remember that Orlando Scandrick was suspended for 4 games, had that whittled down to 2. In 2015, the Dallas Cowboys had Greg Hardy suspended to begin the season. Obviously, they signed him knowing that would be the case. They also had Rolando McClain suspended coming off of his impressive 2014 season. In 2016, a lot of people forget that this happened. The Cowboys had DeMarcus Lawrence suspended for the first 4 games of the season. Tank overcame that, though, and really put together an impressive career on the other side of that. And in 2017 and 2018, the Dallas Cowboys saw their star defensive tackle David Irving suspended to begin the season. 2019 is obviously Randy Gregory. That is 6 years in a row. 6 years in a row where the Dallas Cowboys have had a defensive starter, prominent defensive player, however you want to word that, suspended to begin the season. That's not even all of them. Those are just the highlights. Your thoughts on that unfortunate streak right here on Ocho Live on Twitter, Periscope, and the Blog of the Boys Facebook live feed. Randy Gregory's suspension means a lot of things. It means that the Cowboys cannot really depend on Randy Gregory, if we're being honest. I thought KD Drummond of the Cowboys Wire put it well on Twitter a little while ago. KD's fantastic BTB alum. KD said that, you know, the Cowboys should have never, and we don't know that they did, but the Cowboys should have never looked at Randy Gregory as more than a bonus, as more than a plus, as more than a surplus, as more than just icing on the cake. It was never something that the Cowboys should have looked at as something they could depend on, because we have known for a long time that Randy Gregory is not dependable. That's the cold, hard truth about it. So that's the first thing. Steve Androsky says on the Blog on the Boys Facebook live feed, why was he suspended again? My phone timed out. If you're joining us late, welcome, and we will explain how Ocho Live is going to work in the offseason here in a bit. The biggest news of today, the biggest news of the offseason so far for the Dallas Cowboys, Randy Gregory, defensive end for the Cowboys, suspended indefinitely for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy and the terms of his reinstatement. The Athletic's Calvin Watkins reported just before we went live that part of Randy Gregory's conditions of reinstatement were that he were to be tested 10 times a month. That's 10 times in 1 month that Randy Gregory was tested, obviously to make sure that he was in line with the policy. And he, according to The Athletic, failed the test in the offseason. The offseason is only about a month old for the Cowboys. So one of those 10 tests was the failure for Randy Gregory. On Blogging the Boys' Facebook live feed, Darren DeLeon says, it's like blowing an opportunity after winning the lottery. And you look at it, Randy Gregory obviously has a lot of demons. He has a lot of struggles. He has what a lot of people would qualify as an illness. And I mean, look, addiction is a real thing. Addiction is a troubling thing. And nobody's here to get into any debates about that. But it's very obvious that Randy Gregory needs some help. I think it goes without saying that all of our well thoughts and well wishes are with Randy on his road to recovery. It certainly would be great to see him become a model citizen. His story was such a great and encouraging one across the 2018 season. This is why this is so unfortunate. Getting to the football of all of this, because that's the reality now. The Cowboys themselves are in Indianapolis, along with the other 31 NFL teams getting ready for the NFL Combine. I know that this is going to upset a lot of people. What I'm about to say, brace yourself. This is not going to make you feel warm and fuzzy inside. This is indisputable. You cannot fight this. This is a cold, hard fact. With Randy Gregory's suspension, the Dallas Cowboys are depending on Taco Charlton in 2019. That's the truth of it, man. Taco Charlton is going to have to be a very important player for the Dallas Cowboys this season thanks to Randy Gregory's suspension. The Cowboys kind of caught a bonus with Randy Gregory playing last season that they didn't necessarily have to depend on Taco. And Taco showed some signs of promise, but ultimately kind of regressed. And then there was the rumors and speculation that he needed a bit of a check around Thanksgiving and whatnot. But the Cowboys now need Taco Charlton. And we've talked about this before. And I know, again, there's a lot of jokes and people taking shots at Taco. But the reality is, if your smash glass in case of emergency option is a first-round pick and a first-round talent in Taco Charlton, you're doing all right for yourself. I mean, if that's the case, if your fail-safe is a player of Taco Charlton's pedigree, that's not bad. That's not bad in terms of preparation. Would it be nice if Taco had shown more in his first two seasons in the NFL? Sure, nobody's going to say that that wouldn't be the case. But it goes without saying that Taco Charlton and Dorrance Armstrong, last year's rookie wonder, well, not really rookie wonder, but he had some moments at the very least. Dorrance Armstrong is also going to be very important. On Periscope, Nick says, do you believe Taco is a flop for a first rounder? I think it's still too early to qualify Taco or anybody that was drafted in 2017 as a bust. I mean, it's been 2 years. Has Taco had the same success as his fellow draftmate Patrick Mahomes? No. But Taco Charlton has at the very least been, you know, he's had some moments. Taco's had some moments, but he's definitely disappointed more often than not, which is not encouraging when you enter a season where he is going to be depended on. But again, that's why you've got Dorrance Armstrong. And for all we know, the Cowboys will add somebody in for agency. I saw somebody said Trey Flowers right now on the Periscope feed. I would not hold my breath when it came to a move of that size, especially when it comes to the Cowboys potentially making bigger moves at other positions. We don't know if that will happen. We speculate that it might. But that's the first thing that we have to sort of set the table with. Taco Charlton is going to be very, very, very important for the Cowboys in 2019. And again, if you're joining us late, this is one of our live shows for the week. Randy Gregory's been suspended indefinitely by the NFL ahead of the 2019 season, the latest in Randy Gregory's troubling NFL career. The second thing, perhaps the more important thing when it comes to Randy Gregory's suspension and what this means in terms of the football for the Dallas Cowboys, if you thought that DeMarcus Lawrence was going to get paid, If you already thought that, or maybe you were on the fence, maybe you thought, I don't know, man, I can't see, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence getting paid $20 million, $21 million. Nah, that ain't going to happen. No thanks, fam. I don't want anything to do with that. Guess what? You were wrong because of this. As David DeValium Carr on Periscope says, hope I pronounced that right, DeMarcus Lawrence just became an even larger priority. That is totally true. DeMarcus Lawrence is the war daddy. He's the big pass rusher right now. He's the only pass rusher really for the Dallas Cowboys, and I mean that with no discredit to Tyrone Crawford. DeMarcus Lawrence is the man, and now he's the only man, which makes him all the more important. DeMarcus Lawrence is going to get paid. It was reported today, also on Tuesday, before all of this Randy Gregory stuff came out, that the Dallas Cowboys have already made their first offer to DeMarcus Lawrence. It is something of note, certainly, that they made an offer. That has to happen. That's how discussions happen. Somebody makes an offer, somebody counters it, and then you try to find a middle ground. On Boggling Boys' Facebook Live feed, Rudy says, negative, Tyrone Crawford will be moved back to defensive end. I certainly think that that's in the cards here. I think that Tyrone is definitely going to be a big part of what the Cowboys do here, how they survive this. And I say survive, but it's really not... it's bad. Don't get me wrong. This is bad, but it's not the worst thing to ever happen. I don't think anybody's thinking that that's necessarily the case. On Periscope, Nick says, does this change our draft outlook now with the limited picks that we have? Look, I think that as it currently stands on February 26, 2019, even after hearing that Randy Gregory suspended indefinitely, you still can't talk me into defensive end being a bigger need than tight end or safety. Those are the biggest needs, I think, so far for the Dallas Cowboys as things currently stand. And lots of that is made with the assumption that the Cowboys will retain DeMarcus Lawrence, however it happens. They have until March 5th to negotiate a long-term contract extension. If they do not by then, even though they've said they wouldn't, it certainly makes sense for the Cowboys to franchise tag Lawrence to buy themselves time. That's really all they can do at this particular or at that particular moment. But this is not ideal. Randy Gregory, by the way, a lot of people asking, does this mean his future is over? Does it mean he's never going to play in the NFL again? He could. I mean, he really could. We saw Randy Gregory come back from something pretty substantial just to get back in the NFL last season. Is it likely? Is it probable? Is it feasible? I mean, you know, I don't know that it's necessarily probable, but it is technically possible. It could happen, and I think that we all certainly want that to happen. We all want the best for Randy Gregory, but right now, you know, it looks grim. WG Track Coach on Periscope says, with how active David Irving has been on social media, is he an option to come back? Well, let's go ahead and discuss the other things that happened in the world before the Randy Gregory news. David Irving made some headlines on Monday on social media. David Irving, the Cowboys, by the way, have already announced that they have no intentions to bring him back. Obviously, he's had his share of suspensions. David Irving posted twice on Instagram on Monday. The first time it was a photo and the caption simply read, "Does it look like I care? No, good. God has always been with me and I've been in much worse situations. Whatever the situation may be, I will be all right." That was the first photo that David Irving posted. The second was on Monday evening, and he posted a photo of himself rushing against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he captioned it, "I'm in the NFL because I'm great at what I do. I'm not in the NFL because I'm an Eagle Scout or the perfect model citizen. I didn't put on a mask or kiss you know what to be where I am. I'm here on natural ability. This is God's plan, not mine. Trust me, I'm adjusting to it as well. Once I step on the field and stop performing, then we have a problem. So does anyone have anything to say about my play?" Somebody commented, Sully0328 on Instagram said, "Please stop. You're embarrassing yourself. You've been given an opportunity that few can have, and you keep finding ways to blow it. Try being accountable and moving forward positively." David Irving took issue with this and responded, "You can't tell someone they're embarrassing themselves if they don't actually feel embarrassed. That's not my problem, LOL. I don't care who does and doesn't have this opportunity. This isn't your life. Go take advantage of your own opportunities. Go make your own bad decisions. Live your life. There's no shame in my game. I failed a drug test because I smoked weed, LOL. Nobody forced me to smoke, LOL. You, I'm very accountable of my actions. I'm also very opinionated. You have the right to comment. I have the right to say, and then he said something that we won't repeat. It was not kind, though. So those are David Irving's latest social media comments. We've seen him go off a few times. He talked about, made an insinuation that somebody in the building wanted him suspended, wanted him not playing. He talked about during the season how he would medicate before games. David Irving is definitely very opinionated. I don't think that even considering the Randy Gregory suspension, I don't think that David Irving is an option to come back for the Dallas Cowboys. That's why, you know, I mentioned tight end and safety, defensive tackles right up there with the Cowboys' top needs. I'd say those are your top three positions. I don't think there's any world where David Irving is wearing a star on his helmet in 2019. But speaking of social media and news, we are back on Ocho Live. And again, we'll explain the format here in just a second. Tyler Eifert has been a name that many have connected to the Dallas Cowboys for some time now. If you're unaware, it's pretty unlikely that you are. Zach Martin, Dallas Cowboys right guard, is his brother-in-law. They were roommates at Notre Dame. Zach is married to Tyler's sister Morgan, so there's a connection. And they obviously played together at Notre Dame, spent some time in South Bend. And somebody else who played for the Fighting Irish, Jalen Smith, Dallas Cowboys linebacker, sent a little tweet. And look, if you are ever on social media, you know that there's nothing more serious than the eyes emoji. And that's exactly what Jalen sent at Tyler Eifert. So Jalen doing a little bit of recruiting. Good for him. But other than that, things are not ideal today for the Dallas Cowboys. Again, this is the sixth straight year that they will have at least one prominent defensive player suspended to begin the season. Orlando Scandrick in 2014, Greg Hardy and Rolando McClain in 2015, DeMarcus Lawrence in 2016, David Irving in both 2017 and 2018, and Randy Gregory in 2019. On Periscope, we have a question. Any details to why he was suspended for violating the terms of reinstatement? The Athletic's Calvin Watkins did report that part of Randy Gregory's terms of reinstatement were that he were to be tested 10 times in a month, every month, and that he failed a test over the offseason. Again, the offseason's only about a month old, so that seems to be where this infraction occurred. But before we get out of here, we're going to shake things up a little bit when it comes to Ocho Live over the offseason. So if you're interested in our schedule, every Tuesday and Thursday, we will go live just like we are now. A live show like we've always done on Twitter, Periscope, the Blog of the Boys Facebook live feed. We will podcast that audio later if you are a podcast listener, so nothing will change for you. That's what we will do. When it comes to Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, those will be podcast-only episodes. What we really, really want to do is involve more guests, get more interviews, find out some more information that way. So we're really focusing on having some guests, which is why Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays will be Ocho Live podcast-only episodes. You can subscribe to the Blog of the Boys podcast feed on all major podcast platforms. Monday's episode was me and my dad talking shop. Tomorrow, Wednesday, February 27th, we have a very special guest. It is draft season. The Dallas Cowboys do need a tight end. And in keeping with that theme, Jay Sternberger, Texas A&M tight end, All-American, potential target for the Dallas Cowboys with the 58th overall pick, will join us on Ocho Live tomorrow. So make sure you subscribe so you do not miss that episode. It's going to be fantastic. Trust me. So things are going to be okay. Don't worry. It's a dark day, but everything is going to be all right. We will see you manana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.